Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now I'm just got back from baby. We've been rolling all night long.
That's some serious Texas blues there. 23 after the hour. That's pretty dusty and Frank bringing this back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Tom Borg, longtime Brain Trust member, author of Making Service Count. Tom Borg Consulting, LLC, is his company. Tom, I need your website, please.
That would be tomborgconsulting.com.
That's B-O-R-G. Check that out, and you can find his book there. Hey, Tom, we're talking about getting yourself into the CEO orbit. You're the CEO of your company. You got to, even if every day, you know, when you're in the trenches, you're waiting on customers and you're making payroll and you're dealing with all kinds of stuff, you don't feel like the CEO, but you got to find a time. You got to set aside time, budget it, maybe even budget some money to get you to a point where you can be the CEO. But while you're in that orbit, creating a mission statement for your company would be a great place to get started. I just think, you know, you've made me think about this, Tom. I think starting this project, the mission statement project, would be a great first place for somebody to say, okay, this is where I claim my CEO status. What do you think, Tom?
That makes sense. Well, let's think about that for a second. When you are leading a company, well, that means you're thinking, you're planning, you have a vision where your company's going, you have a sense of what you want. Get your team together to help put that mission statement together or to reauthor it if it needs to be updated, which I recommend they do. Then that is the responsibility of the person that's leading that company. They better be thinking that way or no one's at the wheel of that car.
Right, absolutely. So let's talk about what a mission statement might sound like. We talked about in the previous segment about it being about values and what you stand for and who you stand for, things like that. So it could say, I mean, do you have any mission statements? Have you got one that you like in particular?
I've got a couple here right in front of me. Let's take a look at one.
Okay.
How about this? Walt Disney. Most people have heard of Walt Disney Company and Disney World. So here's their mission statement. I'll read it just as it is. The mission of the Walt Disney Company is to entertain, inform, and inspire people around the globe through the power of unparalleled storytelling, reflecting the iconic brands, creative minds, and innovative technologies that make ours the world's premier entertainment company. Now, there's a lot there. And
what we stand for, who we are, what we stand for, and who we stand for. All that's in there. I like the way that they basically talked about, they did tell, well, they told a story. That was a mission story, not a statement, wasn't it?
That's right. That's exactly right. Now, that's, people say, hey, that's a big company. We're just a small company. We got maybe 10, 15 people in here, or we don't do any more than $10 million a year. Well, that's the whole thing about mission statements. It's got to be personalized to what your company is all about, but taking those same ingredients you just mentioned a moment ago.
Well, and one thing I'd like to point out, and I alluded to this in the previous segment, and I want you to talk about it. You can reset your statement every so often. I wouldn't change it every year myself. You might want to change it every 3 to 5 years. Corporate America doesn't change theirs every year, but I do think you want to make it where it endures, and I think you can stipulate certain things. I don't think I'd be careful about the buzzword or the issue of the month, the buzzword of the month. The political correct catchphrase of the year, whatever. I'd be careful about those things, and I think some things can be stipulated. What do you think?
I agree with you, Jim. Well, you want to, I'm not saying rewrite it every year, but tweak it, take a look at it. Give you an example. I was doing a mission statement session with a company that I've worked with over the years. They're a small company. They're a golf banquet center. And we got everybody together, the main leaders, and we were looking at the mission statement. And it was one thing they changed in the whole statement. And what it was it was all about the customer, but they didn't say anything about the employees.
Right.
And one of the directors spoke up, so why don't we, you know, we're really concerned about the customer. If we insert the word customer and employees, that would mean that we're important too.
Right.
And the two owners agreed, and that was the change they made. That's all the only change they made.
That's the reason I like the word stakeholders. I think stakeholders is a great word to rope everybody in. What do you think?
Absolutely, because that means they've got some skin in the game. That means they're there and they're part of it. And it's
what it includes. It includes vendors. Stakeholders includes vendors. It includes our contract workers. It includes our banks. You know, if you got a stake in this company, this we stand for you, right? Last thoughts, Tom.
That's right.
Last thoughts.
Exactly. Now, yeah. So that's the key, I think, is to be able to have that kind of a mindset, and that way everybody's got a part of the commitment, the accountability, and we're treating each other just that way, that we're all on the same team together.
Well done, Tom. Well said today. Good job. Will you come back soon?
I will. Look forward to it.
TomBorgConsulting.com. The book is called Making Service Count. Check him out. He'll help you if you let him. Hey, Tom, good job, buddy. See you next time. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.